As the epic battle for mobile superiority continues, one manufacturer refuses to go quietly into the night. Sony Electronics proudly presents the Sony Xperia Z Ultra Google Play Edition. Ladies and gentlemen, as always, it is I, Piper the DJ, right here, bringing you another round of trending mobile technology. This is episode 65, and you can find it every week right at TrendingTopicsNetwork.com. Now make sure you're looking me up on Google+, PiperTheDJ at gmail.com, PiperTheDJ on Google+, or Piper's Tech Talk. It's my community. I apologize, I haven't been doing very much, but the semester has been... It's been pretty hectic, to say the least. And now that it's over, maybe I can get caught up on some other things. And some of you might be asking, Piper, where have your special guests been? Well, unfortunately, I did have a special guest for this show. And I sat down to record it earlier this week. And when I sat down to record, just as I was getting everything hooked up, I received notification that a 4.3 update was available for the Jedi X. At this point, it's going to be dubbed Jedi Master X, which is the merging of the two ROMs for the Note 2. So after I recorded the show, I downloaded everything, got it installed, flashed the new ROM, and wound up soft-bricking my device. Stupid me. So as I went in to unbrick my device, I wound up wiping the partition that I was supposed to, and come to find out, it was still bricked. So I went in, repeated the process, and this time, I wiped the wrong partition. And guess what? Since I use my phone to master every show that I record, I wound up wiping the show. So here I am, throwing it together again. I will get my special guest on some other time. I do apologize. I sent him a text saying, hey, I'm sorry, here's what happened. He's cool. He will be more than happy to show up at a later time. Getting right on into it, our first show coming in from the Daily Dot. Compliments to Mr. Old School. Once again, thank you very much. This one dated 9 December 2013, citing, quote, Samsung's response to a customer whose phone caught fire only made things worse. This story coming in, damage control is a tricky thing. One wrong move can make a small crisis exponentially worse. At this point in time, ladies and gentlemen, this story continues on and it tells about how an individual purchased a Samsung device. I believe it was a Samsung Galaxy S4. And for no reason whatsoever, and this is also backed up by the folks at Samsung, the device spontaneously combusted. Samsung has gone on the record citing that there was no problem with the device. It did burst into flames. That in itself is not a problem because Samsung is an ISO 9000 certified corporation. Therefore, within the rights of their certification, they are entitled to, quote, one in, and I'm not quite sure how many, but I believe it's a million, devices may be up to spec, or one may be faulty. Now, faulty can encompass a broad range of issues, all the way from spontaneous combustion to just all-out failure. Mr. Old School, unfortunately, at this point, is rather upset concerning this. Because, number one, Samsung went on, they apologized for what they'd done, they compensated the individual to keep quiet. However, the individual went back to the internet and decided that they were going to broadcast again to, quote, it should be a valuable lesson to businesses everywhere. You may be able to get away with selling a product that burns down a few apartments, but trying to censor whoever publicly complains about it would provide a crash course in the effect, end quote. So here's the problem. The device was faulty. We get that. Where the big issue is, Samsung paid the individual to keep quiet, of which he did go to YouTube and make a prepared statement, citing that, quote, almost 500,000 people have seen Samsung won't provide the services outlined in the warranty until you sign away some rights. Meaning, Samsung wanted this individual to be quiet. Okay, well, we do have the right to free speech. Samsung's trying to do damage control on this one, okay? They're trying to keep what is theirs, and they're trying to save face. You know, I read this story, did a little bit more research on it. I can kind of see where Samsung's going on this. Yeah, they had a problem. They should have just let it go. You know, this happened. They did have a faulty device. They should have let it go. This goes back to a situation with Microsoft. A few years back, Microsoft Windows Mobile 6. Okay, you guys remember Windows Mobile 6? Yeah. Well, those of us that were in the midst of Windows Mobile 6, none of us liked it. So we were utilizing overlays. This is back when, before Android was actually Android. We're utilizing a form called Harriet, which was an Android overlay. And this was a type of situation where 6, it had its limits, and it sucked, and it had bad battery management, etc. Well, come to find out, all of a sudden, Microsoft comes out with Windows Mobile 6.5. Here's a little story with Windows Mobile 6.5. Those of us that had been Windows Mobile 6 for a long time knew that there was a custom ROM out there labeled Windows Mobile 6.5. What Microsoft did is they sought out the developer, paid him off, took the rights of Windows Mobile 6.5, wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. Microsoft has a new operating system for their mobile platform, and they didn't do a darn thing about it. Those of us in the developer community knew better, okay? This is another situation where corporate America says throw money at it, and we can win. The developer, I do believe, was compensated very handsomely for this. So, therefore, you know, there's a couple different ways you can look at this. Was Samsung in the wrong for saying, quote, yeah, we'll compensate you, but you've got to shut up? Or can you look at it from the other side where Microsoft says, all right, we'll compensate you for your 6.5 Windows Mobile, but you can't tell anybody that we've done it? There's two different ways to look at this. Yeah, sure, there's damage, okay? Yeah, sure, Samsung wants to save face. Yeah, sure, Microsoft wanted to save face. Yeah, sure, there's pros and cons both ways to whatever direction you take this. Mr. Old School asked me, he's like, as a Samsung fanboy, how do you feel about this? I look at this from a different perspective, just for the simple fact I have been in the manufacturing industry for a very long time, okay? I know what goes into ISO certification. I know what goes into quality assurance, okay? I know not every device is going to be perfect. I know there's going to be a device that can, quote-unquote, fault. At this point, it could be anything that it involves, okay? Is that fault correct? Is Samsung correct in paying off somebody? Yes, you should be financially compensated. However, that compensation would be better off coming freely instead of, okay, we will financially compensate you, but no. The device was a Samsung device. Samsung themselves said, there's nothing wrong with this device, it happened. Oops, okay? Samsung would have been better off compensating the individual and moving on. Instead, they compensated the individual with the string attached. Does this sit easily with me? No. Should this have been something that would have been a problem? Yeah, there could have been some serious problems with this. But, you know, every company and manufacturer has what works and doesn't work in their opinion. So, you know, I get the idea that Samsung's looking out for their best interest. But the fact that they're trying to get people to be quiet and not give them negative feedback is a problem, okay? Why do I do this? I do this to share information, okay? Samsung is trying to blatantly block that. A conveyance of information based on this article and the YouTube clips that are going with it. So, you know, does this change my opinion of Samsung? No, because strangely, they are utilizing the corporate mentality of throw enough money at it and it'll go away. Does this make them bad? No, because they're trying to look out for their best interest. Do I feel that the individual this affected reacted appropriately? Yes. Okay? Now, here's why. He didn't waver on what he wanted. Okay? He didn't. He made his statement. He didn't sign the paper. Okay? Was Samsung incorrect? They're just trying to look out for their best interest on this one. Okay, folks? Businesses are going to do that. When Microsoft had the Red Ring of Death thing on the Xbox, yeah, sure. There wasn't any paperwork. They took care of it. It was taken care of quietly. You know, they took their licks. Samsung should have taken their licks. Their business, they're trying to look out for their best interest. Trying to tell somebody, okay, we recognize this happened, but keep your mouth shut. You know, share the information, folks. Okay, Samsung in the wrong? Yeah, they messed up because the manufacturing wasn't up to scratch. Does this change my opinion? No, they're business. They're trying to look out for their best interest. As a consumer, as a technician, it's my responsibility to keep track of my devices. Do I recognize that there's a problem? Well, yeah. But also, make sure you're checking your owner's manual. In there, it gives specific instructions on how to charge your device. Now, am I saying this guy was wronged? Yes, his device should not have caught fire like that. Am I saying anybody else who's had problems with this device? Am I saying that they should have, that they're at fault? No, this is the fault of Samsung 100%, okay? This is the fault of Samsung. We need to understand that. Samsung was the ones at fault over this. It's their device. End of story. They should own up to every fault that they start. Should they have made this individual or requested this individual to be quiet? No. Did they? Yes. It doesn't change the fact. Okay? They're looking out for their best interest. Does this change my opinion? No, not really. I mean, it's an electronic. Anything that plugs into electricity has the opportunity to fault. Period. That's just all there is to it. With as driven as we are with electronics and electricity in current society, this is bound to happen. Okay? It's going to. I mean, you take two wires on an electrical outlet and bridge them, guess what? You're either going to get an arc or you're going to get a jolt. I mean, that's just the way it works. Samsung in the wrong? Yeah. Is it going to happen again? It probably will, you know. But let's share the knowledge, okay? Recognize things like this do happen. Problems happen. And, you know, share the knowledge. Move forward. Make an educated decision based on the information that's available to you. If you think this is a deal breaker for you, so be it, okay? Does this change my opinion of Samsung? No, it doesn't. Why? I'm a Note 2 user. I haven't had a problem with any Samsung devices that I've had in the past, what, 2-3 years, I think? Okay? Am I saying that it's going to be a problem in the future? It could be, all right? I recognize that. I understand that. But at the same time, Samsung needs to own up. They do. Samsung needs to own up. Samsung needs to recognize they had a problem. They made a fault. They screwed up and they need to make it right. Okay? Asking somebody or implying that they need to take down the videos, yeah, sure. It's just in their best interest. But saying, you know, all the other legal mumbo jumbo where you're no longer being compensated, you can't do, you know, class action and all this. Now you're starting to get into a little bit too technical, okay? You're starting to get into a position where you could be creating problems not only for yourself but other people, all right? Nobody wants the brand of the fire junkies, and this is what I mean by that. So a few Samsung devices got caught fire. One actually reported burned down an apartment building, okay? The responsibility falls to Samsung to compensate, to resolve. I mean, iPhone's done it, Microsoft's done it, Sony's done it. Samsung, yeah, sure, they're looking out for their best interest in this. You know, we're all required. I mean, seeing this and after looking at this and reporting on it on Friday and now reporting on it again, I've had a little bit of time to go over it and do a little bit more in-depth research on this. You know, it comes to a point where what is in the best interest of the company versus what is in the best interest of the consumer. Okay, Samsung wants to save face on this, so they don't want any more salt poured in the wound. So they tried to Band-Aid solution it and say, hey, can you keep quiet? Oh, by the way, you can't say anything else about this. You know, it's a fine line. It just shows, make an educated decision. Be smart about what you buy. Be smart about what you do. Don't try and be presumptive or try and do anything that might be shady. Six one way, half a dozen another. Be smart, okay? Make an educated decision. Am I probably going to buy another Samsung device? Probably, unless something better comes out between now and the next time I upgrade. But as it stands right now, I will more than likely buy another Samsung device. Because Samsung right now is one of the best. It's not the best thing. It's not the best thing. Because my next story is going to get into Samsung 4.3. But it is one of the better devices that's out there when I have some of the other ones that are facing me. Now, switching gears a little bit, I talked in my opening monologue about the Sony Xperia Z Ultra coming to Google Play. Well, let's understand something. This is a 6.4-inch Xperia. This thing is huge, okay? Let's go down this is one of the few devices out there that is military certified. And here we go down the list. It is a bar style phone, 212 grams. I'm going to compare this against the Nexus 5. The Nexus 5 is only 130 grams. It's running 4.2, but if it goes on the Play Store, it'll get the updates just like everybody else. Okay? All the way down the line, it has everything that you could want. This is a device that came out, I believe it was initially released middle 2013. Okay, it has a 2.2 gigahertz quad-core Qualcomm Snapdragon processor with the Crate. It's not the 800, but it's the Crate processor. It's got the Adreno 330 for the GPU and 2 gigs of RAM, 16 gigs internal, up to 64 on the SD. You've got a 3,000 mAh battery, which is a little bit smaller than the Note 2, but folks are citing that it's getting greater than 12 hours under heavy usage, okay? Now, Sony is trying to keep themselves relevant, and I'll tie this into Samsung here in a minute. Sony's trying to keep themselves relevant. The Moto X, the Samsung Galaxy S4, the Play Editions that have all come out in the past year, those were big sellers. Why? Because they are the Play Edition, okay? They get their updates. I mean, we're talking right up there with Nexus, all right, where the Nexus 7s and the Nexus 4s and the Nexus 5s have all gotten 4.4. Play Edition is the next best thing, all right? So Sony is trying to save face. They're trying to increase their sales. They're trying to come back and make a comeback in the electronics department. Downshift, back up with me a little bit to the previous story. Samsung, they are one of the top manufacturers of smart devices. They are trying to keep that spot and do anything and everything they can to maintain that face. Where Sony is trying to get back up into the front, because if you think back 15, 20 years, Sony was at the top of the electronics front. They've allowed themselves to slip. Samsung has pulled themselves up. So, you know, where Samsung is at the top of the list and Sony is trying to get back through the list, Sony or Samsung is trying to stay there. Good thing, bad thing, you know, roll the dice, make your own educated decision. Myself, I make my decisions based on the information that's available. Does this change my mind about Samsung? Right now, no. Doesn't set well with me, don't get me wrong. Mr. Old School, on the other hand, he has tweeted out and cited that that he's not happy about it. He doesn't like it. He doesn't think that it's correct. And I understand, you know, when I was initially having this conversation with Old School, I didn't have all the information on it, okay? I did a little bit more research. Do I think Samsung should have said, hey, keep quiet? Well, you know, they're going to do what they're going to do. It happens all over the place. Corporations and companies feel that if they throw enough money into a situation, they'll make it go away. Talked about Sony with the Play. Talked about Microsoft with Windows Mobile 6.5. You know, it happens, okay? They try and save face, and they try and do it by whatever means necessary. make an educated decision based on the information that's available to you. To my understanding, this is only, this problem is on the Galaxy S4 only. It doesn't affect the S3. It doesn't affect any future devices either. So, you know, S4 users, understand. I just upgraded my girlfriend's phone not too long ago. No, I did not upgrade it with a Samsung device. I got the HTC One. Okay? So, you know, she should like that. Matter of fact, I know she'll like it. But those of you S4 users that are out there, keep an eye on your device. Charge safely, okay? And I say this to my buddy Tony as well. He's got an S4. Matter of fact, he was all excited because he just got the 4.3 update, which, by the way, he shot me a text citing that he can't get his SD card. That is a popular thing, folks. If you look, you get the 4.3 update on any Samsung device, and you notice that your SD card isn't finding your gallery. That's because the directory and the file system in 4.3 is different from 4.1. What you need to do, download a file application, file management application, and look in directory 0. Okay, instead of your SD, look in directory 0, and you should be able to locate your information. A lot of people are recommending off the XDA, pull out the SD, offload all that information onto your PC, reformat the SD, load everything back on, and then you'll be good to go. If you have questions about that, shoot me a direct message on Google+ and Hangouts. I'll be more than happy to discuss further from there. Now, moving on in the story, the 4.4 update, as I cited or reported last week, 4.4 is on the upgrade and it's got 1.1. Now, here's the thing. This coming out 12 December from J.R. Raphael, and this dude, he's a longtime blogger and I've been a longtime fan of his blogs. J.R. Raphael from Android Power, backed up by Computer World. He produces a 4.4 upgrade list, okay? HTC One has already started to roll out. They're citing by the end of January 2014, everything will be out. HTC One Developer Edition has already started rolling. The HTC One Google Play Edition also has started rolling. Motorola Moto X is rolling. The Nexus series, most of you guys on Nexus should have already received it. Samsung Galaxy S4 Google Play Edition has been made available effective 25 November. Those of you that are not on a Samsung Play Edition, sorry, you're going to be stuck on 4.3. By the way, shout out to my buddy Jason Rivera. Congratulations on getting that 4.3 update on your Galaxy Note 2. I expect a breakdown and an update, in your opinion, sometime in the very near future. Additionally, the HTC Droid DNA, HTC One Max, the HTC One Mini, the Huawei Ascend P6, Motorola Atrix, and Motorola Droid Mini as well are supposed to receive 4.4 in the very near future. And there's a complete list. LG is supposed to be receiving early 2014. Acers are also supposed to be receiving late quarter one 2014, and the list goes on. If you get on Google and you just Google Android 4.4 upgrade list and put it by J.R. Raphael, I'm sure that will come up in the first 10 hits. Now, one story that I didn't actually cover when I initially recorded this is Sprint. There was a press conference in New York and, quote, the Sprint CEO cites that 2014 is our comeback year, unquote. There was a great big old thing about how Sprint is now going to make things better. There's an article floating around in the Wall Street Journal citing that Sprint is going to buy T-Mobile. I don't think that'd be a very good idea. I mean, really? Sprint is the number 3 carrier. T-Mobile is the number 4. They are way far behind number 1 and number 2 of Verizon and AT&T. But everything that Sprint touches doesn't improve, okay? Sprint needs to just keep quiet, keep to themselves, and do what they're going to do. T-Mobile is getting better, and I will be surprised if I see Sprint absorb T-Mobile. Now, as I stated earlier, well, actually, I didn't really state it earlier. But the Xperia Z Ultra is a big, big device. And I know I'm all over the place on this one, folks, and I do apologize, but I do ask you to hold with me on this. The Xperia Z is a huge, and when I say huge, I don't exaggerate. I mean, it is huge. 6.4 inches. This coming off an article from Engadgets on 11 December, citing, quote, "The Sony Xperia Z Ultra Google Play Edition hands-on." And it is cited as a gargantuan phone. Getting ready for quality time in the United States, but not exactly the same way we envisioned it. For $650, you can get the Google Play Edition of the device, which is compatible on AT&T, T-Mobile, HSPA Plus networks. Nothing mentioned about CDMA. And for those of you playing the home game in the United States, CDMA is Verizon and Sprint. Not sure what's going to happen, but Sprint says that they're, quote, working on other things. They're making their network more compatible with bring your own device. What that actually entails, I'm not quite sure, but we will see what happens to that as the future progresses. Now, Sony has confirmed, they have gone on the books, that the Google Play Edition does have the Bravia engine. Okay, that's a little bit lower GPU than the usual, but you know, it still has that aux and that powerhouse of a display. I mean, you're looking at a 1080p display. Okay? 1080p, 2 megapixels in the front, 8 megapixels in the back, with geotagging and autofocus. All right? Your PPI on this one is 342. Okay, so it's not the highest that's out there, but it does shoot 1080p whichever way you look at it, which is comparable and close to the same as the Nexus 5. There is no flash on it, all right, so you can't use it as a flashlight, or you can't do like low light, dark, or anything of that nature, but it does have image stabilization, if that's something that's interesting to you. 6.44 inch display. Now that beats my Note 2 by a full inch. But when you look at this and compare it in hand size, it is huge. Use cautiously with Bluetooth or some type of hands-free set. That's what I gotta say. Just for the simple fact that it's big. I mean, it's big. That's just all there is to it. The last article I'm going to get into, and I actually have an ID10T tonight, and this is going to kind of tie into the story that I got from Mr. Old School a little bit. This one coming in from PC Mag, dated 11 December 2013, citing, quote, "Siri, comma, has Google Now caught up to you," end quote. Now, when I first read this, this came out of PC Mag. Now, when I first read this, I was confused, and then I read it again, and it cleared things up a little bit, and I got a little upset. And I read it again, and I really got pissed off about it, and here's why. Just the headline, Siri, comma, has Google Now caught up to you, question mark? Here's the article. Google Now has caught up to Apple's Siri digital voice assistant in terms of understanding spoken queries and returning correct results, end quote. Time out. I have talked to I don't know how many people who are iOS users and Siri users, and they've all said that Google Now is superior. Now, granted, I haven't done this comparison myself, but you better believe spring semester starts and I get my iPad Air, this is definitely going to be a comparison. But as far as I'm concerned, the fact that there was no live demo for Siri in the last two Apple press releases creates a bit of a problem. Is Siri better? No. Has Google Now caught up? As far as I'm concerned, Google Now caught up to Siri and passed it over a year ago. All right? I use Google Now on a regular basis. Matter of fact, I've heard plenty of citations from plenty of people that they use Siri to launch Google Now. So you tell me what the problem is. Okay? This is something, you know, This latest round of tests entailing 800 voice queries. You know something? I don't care about your voice queries. I don't care about your stupid little lab where you've got Apple iOS 7 going against Google Now. Why? Because this isn't designed for lab use. This is designed for the geek like me, for the college kid on campus, the high schooler in high school, to work. It doesn't matter about your battery test. It doesn't matter about your frickin' lab. Citing down in rougher terms, quote, Google Now's grade went from D- to C+. Pause. How did it go from D- to C+? I'm sorry, I can hit that little button and say, okay, Google, it'll chirp at me, and I can say exactly what I want, and it'll do it. It'll do it. Now, once again, understand, I haven't utilized this in the iOS market, okay? But if I tell Google Now to do something, and then I tell Siri to do something, and it says, I'm sorry, but I don't know, it fails to execute a command for whatever reason, I can't look at it and say, okay, where do we misunderstand? I can look at Google Now, and as I'm talking to Google Now, it translates my words right there and tells me what I'm saying and what it heard. And I tell you what, I use Google Now on a daily basis for lots of things, all the way from text messages to emails to phone calls to setting reminders to configuring a calendar to even making notes for this podcast, folks. And when I see something like this that says Google Now went from a D- to a C+, but Apple's voice assistant is a solid C, now it's been like this for a long time. This is where the Apple fanboy has no business rating an Android application. End of story. That's just all there is to it, folks. This is an Apple fanboy who wants his Siri to look better than it actually is, okay? The analysts and his colleagues gave both natural-based personal assistants a C+ following a recent round of testing. Pause again. Motorola Moto X. Yes, the new Moto device. Has an 8-core processor. One of those processors is dedicated to voice enhancement. Now, here's the thing that bothers me. They don't tell you what device they used to test Google Now. They don't tell you what device they used to test Siri. But, they do say Apple's iOS 7 software. So that means they're using the latest, greatest version of Siri, and I can narrow that down to about 5 devices that they could have used to test Siri. Everybody that's in the Android space knows. Different devices with different price ranges have different types of performance. Furthermore, this article fails to mention, I mean, they went out of their way and said the upshot was that while Siri had also improved with the release of Apple's iOS 7 software, Google Now has been getting better, unquote. However, they don't say what version of Google Now they're using. Two big factors in my opinion, because everybody who uses Google Now knows Google Now has gotten better with every version it has released. If you put it out on a device that's not up to scratch, then it's not going to perform correctly. They predicted, quote, Google Now's performance in the command category would improve as Google continues to release more voice-compatible devices. Here's the problem. Bottom line, what version of Google Now did you use? What device did you put it on? Was it a fair comparison? Because I'll tell you, if you compare Google Now on a 4-1 Jelly Bean device, and it's not the best version of Google Now, guess what? Of course you're going to get skewed numbers. And of course you're going to say that Google Now hasn't caught up to Siri. But if you're going to use the brand new latest greatest version of Siri, you know, yes, I'm getting upset about this. Why? Because this isn't a fair evaluation. okay? If you want it to be fair, and you want people like me to give you everything that needs to be out there, you need to make sure you're using everything correctly, okay? They've got a neat little green and white report card here, okay? They've got iOS 6 versus iOS 7. And there's a steady improvement. But they don't say what build of Google Now they're using. And this is the problem. Because if they're using the same version of Google Now all the way back from December 2012, they're not going to improve. And this is a severe slant against and unfair because they're slanting and skewing the information. This goes all the way back to the first story I had tonight, where Samsung wants to give themselves the best light. So therefore, they want certain aspects to be quiet. This article right here is the exact same thing. They want to give iOS 7 and Siri a better light. So they're going to suppress certain information to convey their version of what they want. Improper information, folks. Once again, the bottom line, make sure you make an educated decision. If you don't have all the information and you have questions, never, ever be scared to ask somebody. And for the love of God, do not ask a cell phone salesman because they don't care. I mean, that's just all there is to it. They don't care about your question. All they care about is that residual income that they're going to make from your name showing up on that dotted line. I do this for free. Why? Number one, I love mobile tech. I do. I really like mobile tech. Do I get paid for doing this? No. Do I enjoy what I do? Oh, you better believe it. I enjoy what I do. I like getting wound up over stupid shit like this. Why? Because it's stupid shit. Siri versus Google Now. It's been a thing that's been going on for years. It's going to continue going on. Is Google Now just now catching up to Siri? No. Google Now has buried Siri for going on the second year. My opinion, once again, feel free to counter if you have a proper argument. If you don't have an argument to go against what I've got to say, I'm sorry, but, you know, it is my opinion. I'm always open for counters. Matter of fact, next time I have Mr. Old School on, he and I are going to go toe-to-toe concerning Microsoft Windows Mobile 8. That's the Windows 8 platform in their cell phones, because last week I cited that Microsoft has no business in the mobile industry. Let me rephrase that. Microsoft has no business in the mobile phone industry. Surface is a good thing. Don't get me wrong. Surface is a very good thing. However, laptops should be laptops, phones should be phones, and tablets should be tablets. Surface is a spin-off of the Transformer. Surface is also a spin-off of the tablet keyboard combos that are out there. Hence, me. But as far as mobile phones go, Microsoft needs to get out. That or they need to make an agreement with BlackBerry and the two of them put something together and just go out and dominate the corporate space. Is that likely to happen? I don't think so, but it is something that's always, you know, it can. At the same time, it cannot. So bottom line, you know, Google Now has caught up to Siri a long time ago. Bottom line, folks, make sure you're making an educated decision. If you have any type of question, feel free to reach out to me. You can get a hold of me, pipeofthedj@gmail.com. Find me on Google Plus as plus.google.com/pluspiperdj. I got one of those vanity URLs now. I'm so happy. Or look me up on my community, Piper's Tech Talk. I'm all over the place on Google Plus. Find me on Twitter if you want, but I can't guarantee you a quick response. Piper the DJ, of course. Okay? You know, and that's just the way it works out, folks. I mean, that is, you know, make an educated decision. Find somebody who will give you. Now, granted, don't get me wrong, all right? My opinions are based on the information that's been presented to me. And I do what I can to make educated decisions. But, you know, sometimes yes, sometimes no. If you have questions, though, I will gladly answer them, whether it be on air or through email, all right? Final story is my ID 10T, this one coming out a while ago, actually. HTC Evo Shift 4G burns woman and, quote, leaves HTC bright. Now, Mr. Old School is usually really good at determining whether or not my stories are fact or fiction. This is just one of those where it looks funny, to say the least. The individual cited, quote, I felt my phone getting warm, so I moved it and trucked on. Figured sweatpants and 70 degrees some degrees was a factor. After leaving it there for some time, she attempted to move it again and realized she could not do so without, quote, taking skin with it, end quote. Now, let's understand something. If you're out running, number one, why are you tucking your phone in your pants? Most of you know I am an OtterBox fan, so therefore my phone rides on my hip. If it's not on my hip, it's in my pocket. I don't put it in my pants. Like that, at least. That just, you're asking for trouble. Okay? Number two, average body temperature is 98.6 degrees. In order for something to burn you, it's got to get over 110 degrees. This kind of ties in with the Samsung thing a little bit, again. But, you know, the bottom line is, if it gets too hot, pull it out, okay? TechCrunch got a hold of this story. The retailer for which she purchased the device informed her that, quote, the device needed correct ventilation and that it should have been placed in a case that prevented the actual device from coming in contact with her skin. Well, number one, why are you allowing it to get so hot? Number two, if it got hot, why didn't you take it out? And number three, what is it doing in your pants like that in the first place? You get the ID10T award. This was actually cited on 1 May 2013. This has been out there for a while. This is something that popped up while I was doing my research for the first Samsung story that I covered tonight. As always, ladies and gentlemen, if you have anything for sending mobile technology, look me up, pipethedj@gmail.com. Find me on Google Plus as pipethedj and check out my community, Hyperspectrum. Also, please make sure you're checking out the TrendingTopicsNetwork.com, where you can find great shows like Fight Show Live, The Spanish Announce Table, Old School at the Movies, Trending Mobile Technology, and The Real News. From all of us to all of you on the mobile scene, I am Piper the DJ, taking a bite out of the mobile space. Good night.